The Western Bulldogs are in lockdown, obviously, in Perth's Joondalup Resort for that week leading into their game against West Coast. So the players haven't spotted Bevo's guitar yet, but they had a trivia night last night, so they're trying to keep it fresh, the Western Bulldogs. They're trying to keep the players enthused and up and about.
Hey, just on that point, Gary, I meant to ask you this a couple of days ago. Yeah. If you were the Bulldogs, okay, this is just a hypothetical. You look at the West Coast Eagles, all their stars are coming back. They're going to be at full strength, the West Coast Eagles. You're on the road. This time of the year, you've pretty much got your spot in the top eight. It's going to be sorted out. Would you have considered maybe resting a few players for this?
I think you did ask me this on air, didn't
you? No, I didn't ask you this on air.
It was off air.
We talked about it off air. Would you have considered that?
No, I wouldn't have.
And then given opportunities to... They've got a lot of other players that aren't getting a game at the moment because they can't break into the team.
Yeah.
Great opportunity to have a look at them, put them out there under real pressure on the road against the West Coast Eagles. Well, would you have considered it at all?
No, because I think a top four spot is still very much in the balance. So I don't think you can afford to go in with anything other than your best. Having said that, maybe the ribcage of Aaron Norton might have... I don't know how bad that injury is, by the way, but they've taken him. But no, in answer, I'd be trying to win.
Has he sounded you out for some advice on how to recover from the rib?
I don't think it's buckled.
It's not buckled.
If it was buckled, he wouldn't. Right. He'd be out for a month.
There was a VFL game down that way, speaking of Aaron Norton, on Friday night before Aaron Norton and the Dogs took to the field, and it featured two players who can't get a game for their respective sides. Now, Jordan Clark was one. We know his situation. He had 25 disposals and he kicked three goals, and he was chased pretty hard, the West Australian last year, given he'd played only the three games before the captain, Joel Selwood, played a pretty big part in him staying put. He's contracted until 2022. There is renewed interest out West, don't worry about that. And he's again out of the side and will be tempted again by the prospect of greater opportunity. But there was a player on the other side who's become the subject of some interest from rival clubs as well. His name is Patrick Lipinski of the Western Bulldogs. Now, he had 36 possessions and he kicked three goals. He's been out of Luke Beveridge's side since round 11. Now, unlike Clark, Lipinski is out of contract at the end of this season. That Western Bulldogs midfield, that half-forward group, is so incredibly deep. Lipinski's struggling to earn a recall, and that's without Josh Dunkley in the side, without Adam Treloar still to come back in. Now, it's a credit to the Bulldogs recruiting. Lipinski is a lifelong Western Bulldogs supporter, so we're not suggesting the Dogs are going to let him go, but rival clubs are knocking, and like Clark, they're offering more opportunity, or they will be. So these are the temptations players face all the time. And Sam Petrescu-Seaton is the other one, frozen out of that Carlton side since round eight, sent back to the VFL to play as a midfielder forward, which is what Blues fans have been crying out for a long time. He's been stationed at halfback for so long. He's out of contract. He does love Carlton. He loves the club. He isn't the homesick type. There's no yearning to get back to WA, but his camp are assessing his options and a potential home elsewhere should the Blues look to move him on. And it might depend, Tim, on who coaches the side or what assistant coaches are employed at Carlton next year when it comes to his standing in that lineup.
What do you know about Jack Billings and the story that's sort of out and about this morning about he and his move from St Kilda, or a possible move from St Kilda elsewhere?
Yeah, well, he's been a talking point for much of the first half of this season because he's a restricted free agent, and we know what sort of baggage comes with that. He is pretty well remunerated at the Saints, being paid north of $700,000 a season there. So, obviously, he's a restricted free agent. Saints would have a right to match. But do they look to get a better foothold in the draft, given they've got a first-round pick, and then the next pick doesn't come until the third round? We know the capital they've laid out there to bring in players from other clubs in recent times. So Jack Billings is one that rival clubs have found pretty hard to assess and to value, given he's played forward. He could have been All-Australian in 2017, and he kicked straight. And then he's played wing. He's been playing through a foot injury, which has sort of dulled his performance.
They get compensation if he leaves. How's that all work?
Yeah, yeah, he's a restricted free agent. So if they can match it and they force him to stay, or they get compo depending on what he is paid by his rival club.
So if it's a big deal and...
First rounder, if it's a big deal.
They get compensation in the first round.
Yeah.
They might look at it.